我们已经进入第三季度，这是第三季度的第一周。
And this is the first week of our third season.
所以我们的第一季度的主题，我们第一季度的主要的经历是在雅歌上面。
And the first season of our church was in the book of Song of Songs.
所以我们第一季度的主题是上帝对我们的爱。
And the theme of our first season is God's love to us.
我们第二季度的主要是集中在那个约翰一书上面。
And the second season we're concentrating on the book of 1 John.
第二季度的主题是弟兄姐妹彼此相爱。
The theme was that brothers are to love one another.
那在第三季度我们的讲道主要是在启示录。
And the third season we are concentrating on the book of Revelation.
第三季度的我们的主题是我们活泼的盼望。
And our theme is that a living hope.
然后在这三个主题的上面，然后我们今年的主题是我们的婚姻，我们的教养小孩。
And this whole theme, our main theme for this year is our marriage and teaching of our kids.
So we will 今天就进入我们第三季度的第一个主日，就一，所以我们会来看启示录的一章一到八节。
So we're in the first week of our third season now, and we'll look at Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 8.
那启示录是一本非常有意思的书。
Revelation is a very interesting book.
那在教会的历史上，启示录很多的时候都被人忽略。
And throughout the church history, it has been much neglected.
因为启示录很难去理解。
Because it's hard to understand.
在宗教改革的时候，马丁路德甚至不愿意把启示录收录到圣经里面。
And in the Reformation, Martin Luther hesitated to place Revelation in the canon.
那加尔文写了很多本圣经的注释，但是就是启示录他没有写注释。
And Calvin has wrote all the commentaries for all the books of the Bible, but not Revelation.
所以启示录是一本非常有意思的书，因为它很难解释。
So Revelation is interesting because it's difficult to understand.
但是在现在的话，我们对启示录是越来越重视。为什么会越来越重视呢？因为在启示录里面讲到我们一个活泼的盼望。
But now we're focusing more and more on the book of Revelation. Why? Because it's talking about our living hope.
因为当你如果真正能够读懂启示录的时候，你会发现你的那个生命当中那个力量所出来的那个力量是不一样的。
Because when you really understand what Revelation is talking, you will know that there is a strength within you that's different.
所以我们来看启示录的第一章一到八节。
So let's look at Revelation chapter 1 verses 1 through 8.
我们还是用起音的方式一起来读，我来读单数节，大家读双数节。
And let's read it responsively. I'll read the single odd verses and you the even.
启示录的一章一节，耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
Who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw.
念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
John to the seven churches there in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne.
并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
And made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
看哪，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的。Amen.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们把这段经文仰望，交托在你的手中。
O Lord God, we commit this section of Scripture into your hands.
主啊，这是你的话语。
O Lord, this is your word.
主啊，愿你祝福你的话语，愿你的圣灵在我们的当中来做工。
May you bless your word and may your Holy Spirit work amongst us.
主啊，真的是愿你的圣灵来膏抹孩子，来膏抹孩子的口，来使用孩子。
And may your Holy Spirit anoint the preacher and use him.
帮助孩子在这里放胆的传讲你的话语。
And help him to preach the word of God here boldly.
主啊，愿你在我们当中居首位掌王权。
And O Lord, may you be highly and exalted up.
主啊，听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayer and pray this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 那么首先我们来看这本书。
First of all, we have to look at this book.
那么我们今天会有讲三点。第一点是这个书信的缘由，为什么要写启示录这本书
？And we have to talk about three points. The first is why is this book written in the first place?
那么第二点我们会讲从三一真神来的祝福。
And second, we'll talk about the blessings from the Triune God.
最后我们会讲这个超越的上帝。
And finally, we'll talk about this transcendent God.
所以我们首先来看，就为什么。会有这本书，为什么会有启示录这本书
？First, we have to understand why is there a book of Revelation? Why is it written?
那么首先我们就要去想到这本书它写作的背景是什么
？Of course, we have to ponder on what background of this book.
那这本书是在什么时候写的
？When was this book written?
这本书是在约翰年老的时候写的。
This book was written when John was old.
但约翰年老的时候，他写这本书的时候，十二个使徒里面十一个都死了。
So when John wrote this book, of the 12 apostles, 11 of them have passed away.
当他写这本书的时候，约翰是被发配在拔摩岛。
And when John wrote this book, he was exiled on the island of Patmos.
当他写这本书的时候，他看天下的教会的时候，他是前景是一片惨淡，他看不到希望。
And so when he wrote this book, when you look at the churches around, there was full of despair.
那个时候是在经过那个尼禄王的逼迫。
Because it was going through the persecution of the emperor Nero.
然后很多基督徒然后都被抓起来然后很多基督徒都被用火烧掉然后被扔在斗兽场里面被狮子撕掉
And many Christians were persecuted, they were burned, they were thrown into the Colosseum and stuff.
因为当时的罗马政府对基督徒持一个敌意的态度他们不理解基督教是一个什么样的宗教
And the Roman Empire was antithetical towards Christians, they didn't understand Christianity.
他们以为基督徒聚在一起就是吃人的肉喝人的血
They thought that Christians when they gather together, they are eating human flesh and drinking human blood.
然后尼禄王他自己不喜欢罗马的首都不喜欢罗马这个城市他想建一个新的罗马
And Emperor Nero doesn't like Rome. He wanted to construct a new capital.
所以他就把那个罗马放火烧掉
So he set fire to the whole Roman city.
但是后来他发现这个百姓的反对愚昧他没有办法承受所以他就诬陷是基督徒放火烧掉罗马
And so then there is a lot of accusations from the citizens and he accused the Christians as the one who set fire
所以当时他就抓了很多的基督徒然后很多的弟兄姐妹在这当中失去他的生命
So he caught a lot of Christians and many brothers and sisters lost their lives
我们也知道就是保罗就是在这个时候被抓然后被砍头
And we also know that Apostle Paul was caught during this time and he was beheaded
我们也知道那个使徒彼得也是在这个时候被抓被倒钉在十字架上
And Apostle Peter as well was caught and he was nailed to the cross upside down
十二个使徒十一个都死了
11 out of 12 apostles have martyred
就是约翰他自己也是在罗马被人灌毒酒
And even John was given poisoned by the Roman governor
但是就是大难不死所以他被发配到拔摩岛去
But he didn't die and he was exiled to the island of Patmos
如果他在拔摩岛的时候，一个人的时候，孤孤单单的时候，他的心里面肯定会有很多的问题。
So while he was alone in the island of Patmos, there's a lot of questions in his heart.
他肯定会有很多的为什么。
He has a lot of whys in his heart.
当时的基督徒，当时的弟兄姐妹，心里面也肯定会有很多的问题，很多的为什么。
And the Christians at that time was full of questions and whys as well.
所以这本书就是在这个时候的这样一个环境下面写出来的。
And this book is written under such circumstances.
让我们看第一节的时候，第一节就开始的时候就说是耶稣基督的启示。
And the first verse it says here, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督的启示，是那个天父上帝赐给他的，赐给耶稣的。
And this is the revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave him.
叫耶稣基督要把那快要成的事情必要快要成的事情只是给他的仆人
And God gave to Jesus to show to his servants the things that must soon take place.
然后在这后面就提到耶稣基督就差遣他的使者就是天使来晓谕他的仆人约翰
And then he says he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John.
所以就是在这样一个背景当中就是约翰一个人在拔摩岛的时候他心里面有很多为什么的时候然后耶稣基督就差遣他的天使来启示他的仆人约翰
So under such circumstances was John was alone and full of questions in the island of Patmos Jesus Christ sent his servant to reveal it to John
所以我们在这里看到有四个环节
So there's four links here
其实是五个环节
Five links
第一个是天父上帝赐给耶稣基督就启示
And the first link is that God the Father gave this revelation to Jesus Christ.
这个启示是天父上帝赐给耶稣基督的。
And this revelation is given by the Father to Jesus Christ the Son.
所以然后我们看到耶稣基督差遣他的天使。
And then Jesus Christ sent his angels.
来差遣他的天使把这个启示告诉他的仆人。
He sent his angels to tell his servant.
所以告诉他的仆人约翰，然后最后又透过约翰来告，所以告诉所有的弟兄姐妹。
And then through John, his servant, is to tell all the brothers and sisters.
所以我们在这里看到，就是有天父上帝、耶稣基督、天使、约翰，还有我们。
So we see that there is God the Father, Jesus Christ, the angels, John, and us.
那就是在约翰在这个时候，他心里有很多为什么的时候，然后神就向他启示。
So when John was filled with questions, a lot of whys, God revealed to him.
然后在这里启示的时候，在第三节又提到，就是说，约翰在这里说，所有念这书上预言的，又听见的，遵守这记载的，都是有福的。
And then in verse 3, John said, Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it.
所以我们在这里看到这句话都是有福的，来告诉我们这本书的目的是什么。
And so over here it tells us this word blessed tells us what's the purpose of this book.
所以这本书的目的就是为了，就是给那些在逼迫当中的弟兄姐妹，在逼迫当中的基督徒，在那些没有盼望的基督徒，让他们看到他们是有福的。
And so this book has the purpose to those who are being persecuted, to those who are despair, that when they see this, they know that they are blessed.
他们为什么是有福的呢
？Why are they blessed？
因为在天上有一个盼望在为他们在存留在那里。
Because there is a hope, a heavenly hope that's kept for them in heaven.
所以因为这一个盼望，所以他们在地上所有的事情，他们在地上所有发生在他们身上的事情，所有的难处，所有的灾难，是无论他们的生命还是他们的财产被剥夺掉，这些都已经不重要了。
And so because of this hope, all the things that they're going through on this earth, whether it's a persecution or suffering, a loss of their property, and all this are not so important anymore.
因为这个盼望，所有这些事情，在这个盼望的面前都是无足轻重的。
And because this hope, all these things are incomparable to the hope they have.
因为这个活泼的盼望，他们是有福的。
And because of this living hope, they are blessed.
所以在这里说，约翰在这里说，他要将必要快成的事指示给他的众仆人。
And John here says he has to show the things that must soon take place to his servants.
然后在第三节里面又说，因为日期近了。
And in verse 3 it says, for the time is near.
所以启示录所写的事情是必要快成的事情，是因为在日期近了的所发生的事情。
So Revelation is talking about things that must soon take place, and the time is really near.
很多的时候我们认为启示录所写的事情是发生在很远很远将来的事情，是与我们没有多大关系的。
Perhaps we think that Revelation was writing about things that happens in the far future has got nothing to do with us.
但其实上不是，这里面告诉我们说是那个快成的事情，是因为日期近了。
But actually not, it's talking about things that must soon take place and the time is near.
因为启示录里面所写的事情是指是在讲这个末世时候所发生的事情。
Because Revelation is talking about the things that's happening in the last times.
这个末世是指的是什么时候呢？就是从耶稣基督的第一次再来到他的第二次再来，这中间所发生的事情。
And when is this last time? It is between the time of Christ's resurrection and his second coming.
所以启示录所写的事情就是在这中间，耶稣基督的第一次再来、第二次再来之间所发生的事情。
And so Revelation is talking about the things that happen between the comings of Jesus Christ.
所以启示录写的是过去所发生的事情，从耶稣基督的第一次再来一直到我们现在，这个过去所发生的事情。
And so Revelation is talking about the things that has happened in the past, which happens after Jesus' resurrection until now.
他要写的是今天所发生的事情，今天正在发生的事情，也是将来要发生的事情。
And also
一直到基督的第二次再来。
And also the things that's happening now, all the way until the second coming of Jesus Christ.
所以启示录是与我们确实相关的。
Thus Revelation is very much related to us.
然后我们再看到第四节。
And if we look at verse 4,
在第四节里面，约翰说这封信是写给亚细亚的七个教会。
In verse 4, it says, John to the seven churches that are in Asia.
所以亚细亚是在那个亚洲和欧洲之间，就那一块地方，那个地方叫亚细亚。
And this Asia is the place between Asia and Europe.
那么这封信是写给亚细亚的七个教会。
It's written to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
我们知道七是一个全数。
We know that seven is a complete number.
所以这封信不单单是写给那七个特定的教会的。
So it's not only written to those particular seven churches.
所以它是写给亚细亚所有的教会的。
It's written to all the churches in Asia.
所以它不单单是写给小亚细亚所有的教会，也是写给全天下全世代所有的教会的。
And it's not only to the seven to all the churches in Asia Minor, but to all the churches of all times and all places.
那么在第四节里面，约翰在就提到这里从三一真神而来的祝福。
And so in verse 4 here, it says the blessings from the triune God.
他首先是从天父上帝，从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神所来的祝福。
And first is the blessings from him who is and who was and who is to come.
那么这天父上帝是昔在、今在、以后永在的神。
And the Godfather is the one who is and who was and who is to come.
那这句话是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这句话是在讲上帝的一个超越性。
And this is talking about the transcendence of God.
我们如果看后面最后第八节的话，第八节也讲到，就是说，那个主神说我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽。
And if we look at verse 8, it so says that I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God.
我是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
Alpha 是什么意思？
What does Alpha mean?
Alpha 是希腊字母的第一个字母。
Alpha is the first alphabet of the Greek.
Omega 是希腊字母的最后一个字母。
And Omega is the last letter in the Greek alphabet.
所以当那个天父上帝说我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega 的时候，他其实上在说我就是那个起始，我就是那个终结。
And so when God says I'm Alpha and Omega, he's saying I'm the beginning and the end.
这是什么意思呢？这也就是说他是超越时间的，时间以他为开始，时间以他为终结。
And so it means that he is a transcendent above time. Time begins with him.
所以我们认为上帝是超越时间的。所以很多的时候，一些不信者会问一个问题：你们的上帝从什么时候开始有的
？And so God transcends over time. Sometimes unbelievers ask us, when did our God start to exist?
但其实，在问这个问题的时候，就已经问错了。这个问题本身就错了。为什么错了呢
？And when he asks this question, it's already wrong because the question is already wrong.
因为当你问这个问题，你问上帝什么时候就有的，什么时候就有的，这有。时间的概念在哪里
？Because when you ask when did God exist, because you already have an idea of time.
但是我们的上帝是超越那个时间的，时间是以他为起始，以他为开终结的。
But our God transcends time, so time even begins with Him and time ends with Him.
所以你不能够问上帝从什么时候开始就有的。
You cannot ask when did God exist.
因为他不受时间的限制，他是超越时间。
Because He is not limited to time and He is above time.
所以你也不能够问上帝从哪里来的。
And you can also you can never ask where did God come from.
因为他是超越空间的。
Because he surpassed space.
因为空间是他所造的，所以你不能够问他从哪里来的。当你问他从哪里来的时候，你就把那个空间的概念放在那里了。
And you cannot ask where did he come from because when you ask that, you're limiting him with space.
所以我们这位上帝他是昔在、今在、以后永在的，他是阿尔法，他是欧米伽，他是超越时间和空间，他是在永恒当中的上帝。
And so this Lord God is Alpha and Omega, is transcends over space and time, who is and who was and who is to come.
所以我们的祝福是在这位超越时间空时空的永恒当中的上帝而来的。
Our blessing comes from this God who transcends over space and time.
那么第二，他的祝福不但是从这个天父上帝而来，而且是从那个宝座前的七灵而来。
And second of all, it's not just from the Lord, God the Father, but also from the seven spirits who are before his throne.
宝座前的七灵指的是什么
？What is the seven spirits before his throne?
就是指的是圣灵。
And it's talking about the Holy Spirit.
我知道七是个全数，所以当说宝座前的七灵的时候，就指的是圣灵无所不在。
And of course, the seven is a complete number. And when he says seven spirits, it's his omnipresence of the Holy Spirit.
所以当耶稣基督快要被钉十字架上的时候，我们在约翰福音里面看到他对门徒说了一句话。
And the Gospel of John, when Jesus was about to be nailed to the cross, he said to his disciples,
他说我去是与你们有益的，如果我不去，圣灵就不来；如果我去的话，天父就差遣圣灵就来到你们当中。
And he said to them, I go for a benefit. If I do not go, the Spirit will not come. But when I go, the Father will send the Spirit into you.
所以在这句话中，我们看到那个耶稣基督说。我离开你们是与你们有益的，因为圣灵要降临在你们当中。
Through this word, we see that Jesus Christ leaves us for our benefit because God is to send the Holy Spirit.
那对当时的门徒来说，耶稣离开他们，怎么会是对他们有益的呢
？To the disciples, how can it be their benefit?
他们与门徒，他们与主生活在一起，不是更有益的吗
？Isn't it more beneficial for them to live with the Lord?
这就是以为耶稣基督他活在这个世上， 所以他是完全的人，神又是完全的人，所以他不能够同时与所有的弟兄姐妹住在一起。
And because Jesus Christ is of human flesh and blood on this earth, he cannot together be with all the believers at the same time.
但是圣灵不一样，圣灵是无所不在的，所以当圣灵降临的时候，他可以随时随刻的与所有的弟兄姐妹。所以今天我们有20亿的基督徒，他也可以与所有20亿的基督徒住在一起。
But the Holy Spirit is different; he is omnipresent. So today, the Holy Spirit can be with all the believers in this world right now.
所以这样的一个祝福是从这样一个宝座前的七灵而来的。
So this blessing is from the seven spirits before the throne.
然后最后这个祝福是从那个是从耶稣基督而来。
And finally, this blessing is from Jesus Christ.
从那个诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活的，为世上君王的耶稣基督而来。
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead.
所以我们在这里看到耶稣基督，他是在诚实做见证的。
And he is a faithful witness over here, Jesus Christ.
这是在讲什么？
What is he talking about?
这是在讲耶稣基督的一生。他在地上，他是完全顺服的一生。
It's to talk about the life of Jesus Christ, a life of total obedience.
所以他完全顺服天父的旨意，他以他的一生来见证了天父的旨意。
And he was totally obedient to the God the Father, and he used his life to testify to the will of God.
所以就是在约翰福音的多处就提到耶稣说过类似的话。他说：“我对你们所说的话，不是凭着我自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做自己的事情。”
And so many times Jesus in the Gospel of John.Said to them, "What I've said to you is not from myself, but the Father who lives in me."
So, Jesus Christ is here. I'm not just on my own to do things, but it's that the Father tells me to do something,
and Jesus says, "I'm not doing this according to my will, but whatever the Father wills it to be."
So, Jesus Christ is here on this earth. He is faithfully testifying to the
Father. And in his whole life, Jesus Christ was a faithful witness to his Father.
He
did not do according to his own will.
So, today in our church.So、我盼望我们弟兄姐妹，我们可以效法我们的主耶稣基督。
In our church today, I hope that our brothers and sisters can imitate our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们借着耶稣基督，我们借着圣，借着信心，我们联合与耶稣基督之后，耶稣基督是我们的长兄，所以我们可以效法他。
And so, because through faith we're united to Christ, Christ is our elder brother, and we can imitate him.
所以今天在教会当中，很多的事情，很多的事情不是说是不做事情。
And in church today, many times it's not that we're not doing anything.
很多的冲突，很多的纷争，造成是因为我们很多的时候，我们凭着自己的意思去做事情。
And many times a lot of conflicts happen in church because we do it according to our own will.
所以我盼望我弟兄姐妹都能够效法我们的主，我们不凭着自己的意思去做。
And I hope that brothers and sisters can imitate our Lord not to do things according to our will.
而是看圣灵在我们里面告诉我们要去做什么，我们就去做什么。
But we do it according to the will of the Holy Spirit who indwells us.
所以像耶稣说的那样，我不是凭着自己做的，不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事情。
And just like Jesus Christ says, I do not do it according to my own will, but according to the will of my Father in me.
我们这位主不但是诚实做见证的，而且是从死里首先复活的。
And this Lord is not just the faithful witness, but he is the firstborn of the dead.
所以当耶稣基督被钉在十字架之后，然后被埋，然后第三天他从死里复活。
And when Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross, he was buried, and on the third day he was resurrected.
当第三天他从死里复活的时候，他就有一个荣耀的身体。
And on the third day when he resurrected with a glorious body.
以至于玛利亚就认不出他来。
And to the point that Mary could not recognize him.
所以他这个荣耀的身体，当门徒在一起聚集的时候，他可以忽然出现在他们当中。
And in his glorious body, he can appear suddenly among his disciples.
当门徒一起聚集的时候，他可以忽然从他们当中消失。
And he can disappear suddenly among his disciples.
所以这是个荣耀的身体。
This is the glorious body.
但在这句话里面提到，就是耶稣基督从死里首先复活的。
But over here he says he is the firstborn of the dead.
首先是什么意思？首先就是说他是头生的，他是那个初熟的果子。
And firstborn means that he's the first among all. He's the first fruits.
所以耶稣基督是头生的，意思就意味着在下面还有次生的，对不对
？And if he's the firstborn, it means that there are many more to come.
那耶稣基督是初熟的果子，意味着就是说还有更多的果子要成熟。
And if it's the first fruits, it means that many other fruits are becoming mature.
这也就是说，耶稣基督他是首先复活的，所以我们在耶稣基督的里面，我们要像他那样，我们也要复活。
And so he is the firstborn of the dead. We will be like Jesus Christ. We will be resurrected from the dead.
所以我们要像他那样，我们的身体要转变。
We will be like him. Our bodies will transform.
在哥林多前书的十五章说，我们的身体要改变，我们要从一个必朽坏的身体变成一个不朽坏的身体。
And in 1 Corinthians 15, it says that our body will transform from a corrupted body to an incorruptible body.
我们的身体要变成一个荣耀的身体。
Our body will transform to a glorious body.
因为耶稣基督是首先复活的
Because Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
我们与耶稣基督一体，所以我们将来也要复活
And we are united with Christ, and we will resurrect.
然后最后他提到，这位耶稣基督又是在世上为世上君王元首的
And finally, he says here, the ruler of kings on earth.
在腓立比书的二章说，当耶稣基督死里复活之后，他被升上诸天，升为至高。
In Philippians 2, it says that when Jesus Christ was resurrected, he was exalted to the high on high.
所以在那时候，天上的、地上的、地底下的，就无不在耶稣面前屈膝，无不口称他为主。
And all on earth, in heaven, and below earth, all will bow down and say that Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以耶稣基督现在在天上在做王。
So now he is king in heaven.
所以我们的基督徒，我们是与耶稣基督一同作王。
And we as Christians, we rule with him as kings.
但是我们上次又讲到，为什么又讲到这世界是握在那恶者的手下呢
？But why do we talk about that the world lies in the power of the evil one?
为什么一方面耶稣基督是已经作王，但为什么另一个方面世界又握在那个恶者的手下呢
？Why is it that at one point Jesus is Christ is king, but the world now is under the power of the evil one?
如果我们回到启示录的十二章，看启示录的十二章，我们就看到在。十二章记载就是在天上那米迦勒与那个红龙征战。
If we look at Revelation chapter 12, you will see that the archangel Michael is fighting with the dragon.
那红龙指的是撒旦。
And this dragon is pointing to Satan.
所以米迦勒与红龙征战，然后胜过那个红龙，红龙就被摔在这个地上。
And so when Michael was battling with a dragon, he overpowered him and threw him to the earth.
所以我们在这看到耶稣基督已经胜过了撒旦，撒旦被摔在这个地上。
And so Jesus Christ has gained victory over Satan, and Satan is cast down.
但是在后面也提到，撒旦被摔在地上的时候，他就去逼迫那个生孩子的妇人，就是指教会。
You also say that when Satan was cast down to the earth, he persecuted the lady who bore our children, that is the church.
所以我们生活在这个第一次再来与第二次再来之间，我们生活在这已然未然当中的基督徒，我们生活在这个世代当中，所以这个世代有两个很明显的特征，一个是耶稣基督已经作王，第二个是世界还握在那个恶者的手下。
So we're living in between the times already, but not yet. So Jesus Christ is already king, but at the same time, the world lies in the power of the evil one.
所以这两个是同时存在的。
It is happening simultaneously.
只有到耶稣基督第二次再来的时候，那个时候，撒旦被完全的捆绑，被抛在火湖里面。那个时候就是耶稣基督完完全全的作王。
And so only when the second time when Jesus Christ comes again and Satan is cast into the lake of fire will God reign totally as king.
那约翰在这里讲到这个耶稣基督之后，然后在后面紧接着马上讲到他的工作。
And after John talks about who Jesus Christ is, he talks about his works immediately.
所以首先在第五节他讲到他用自己的血使我们脱离那个罪恶。
In verse 5 continue, he says, he loves us and freed us from our sins.
所以就指的是耶稣基督在十字架上为我们被钉在十字架上为我们受死。
It's a point to Jesus Christ dying for us on the cross.
所以他的血为我们而流。
His blood was shed for us.
耶稣基督为什么要被钉在十字架上因为我们是罪人因为罪的工价是死。
Why is it necessary that Jesus Christ be nailed on the cross? Because we are sinners and the wages of sin is death.
因为上帝是公义的，万不以无罪的为有罪，万不以有罪的为无罪。
Because God is righteous and he will not acquit the guilty.
所以这罪的工价必须要被付上。
So this penalty of sins must be paid.
所以耶稣基督就为我们被钉在十字架上，为我们付了这罪的工价。
And so Jesus Christ died for us on the cross to pay the penalty.
所以他用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
With his own blood, he freed us from our sins.
然后第二点又讲到他使我们成为国民做他父神的祭司。
And then he talked about verse 6 and made us a kingdom priest to his God and Father.
这时候讲到我们被收养成为神的儿女。
Is it talking about us being adopted as God's children?
讲到我们被收养成为神国的国民成为神国的百姓然后成为神的祭司。
And we are now a nation, a citizen of the kingdom of God as his priest.
我们为什么被收养？是因为我们借着信心与耶稣基督联合，因为耶稣基督本身就是耶稣基督本身就是那位大祭司，是先知君王祭司。
And why are we adopted? Because we are united to Christ, and Christ Himself is the prophet, king, and priest. priest.
因为耶稣基督本身就是天父上帝的儿子。
Because Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
所以我们当我们借着信心与耶稣基督联合之后，所以我们就被收养成为他的儿女。
So through faith, when we are united to Christ, we are then adopted as his children.
所以成为天父上帝的儿女。
And we become children of God.
这就保罗为什么保罗在说我们领受的不是一个奴仆的灵而是儿子的灵所以我们可以来到天父上帝的面前称呼他阿爸父
And Paul says that we do not receive the spirit of slavery but a spirit of sonship and we can call him father
还有最后一点就是耶稣基督的工作最后一点就是他要将来他要驾云降临众目要看他
And finally is that he is coming with the clouds in the future and all eyes will see him.
这就指的是耶稣基督第二次来临的时候就是世界末日的时候他要审判这个所有的人。
It points to his second coming, the end of this world where we will judge everyone.
所以众目要看他连刺他的人也要看他。
And every eye will see him, even those who pierced him.
这刺他的人指的是当时在十字架上用这个枪来刺他的肋然后从其中流出血和水来的这个兵丁罗马的士兵。
And this Roman soldier who pierced him while he was under the cross, that water and blood flow down this person is being referred to.
但是也可以指的所有敌对耶稣基督的人所有 against 他的人
But I also can refer to all those who are against Jesus Christ.
所以当耶稣基督再来的时候我们在启示录的二十章看到当那个白色的大宝座面前所有的死人都有复活不管是在天上的地下的和 地上的所有的死人阴间也要交出所有的死人来
So when Jesus Christ comes again before the great white throne we see that everyone will be resurrected even in Hades and all places everyone will be resurrected
所有的死人都在耶稣的那个宝座前面要受审判
And all those who are resurrected will be judged before this throne
所以这就是说为什么地上的万族要因他哀哭
And this is why all the nations will mourn because of him
因为所有的人所有名字没有被记在生命册上的人要被抛在那个火湖里面
because,
就是在地狱当中是永永远远的死
because those whose names are not recorded in the book of life they will be cast into the lake of fire which is the eternal death
所以地上的万族要因他哀哭
and so all the nations of this earth will mourn
所以约翰就在这里说愿这样的祝福愿这样的恩惠平安从这位三一上帝面前祝福给你们
and John says that may this grace and peace from this triune GodBe upon you.
所以从那愿这样的恩惠平安从那昔在今在以后永在的神归给你们愿这的恩惠平安从那在宝座前的七灵归给你们
And from, may grace and peace from the he who is, who was, and who is to come be upon you and may grace and peace from the seven spirits who are before his throne be upon you.
愿这的恩惠平安从耶稣基督归给你们因着耶稣基督所做成的工作
And may this grace and peace be from Jesus Christ upon to you because of what he has accomplished.
所以在这里我们看到约翰在这里告诉我们告诉所有的弟兄姐妹当时所有的弟兄姐妹因为他们在逼迫当中很多人失去他们的朋友失去他们的弟兄姐妹
And John was comforting all those who are experiencing persecution at that time because they have lost their friends and relatives
约翰在告诉他们说他们在逼迫当中他们心里面有很多问题像约翰一样有很多个 why 很多个为什么
And John was telling them they have a lot of questions just like he does he has a lot of questions of why
那约翰在告诉他们说你们在这位三一上帝那里有平安有恩惠
And John is telling them you have grace and peace in this triune God
有恩惠平安从这位三一上帝那里归给你们
Because grace and peace come to you from this triune God
所以在这里神应许我们说我们在神里面有平安有恩惠
So God promises us that we have grace and peaceIn him.
那很多的时候我们为什么我们没有这样的平安呢
Many times why do we not experience this
很多时候我们生活为什么那么苦呢
Why is it that our life is so bitter
我们心里面为什么有那么多不乐意的不开心的事情呢
Why are there so many unhappy things in our hearts
在这件圣经里面已经告诉我们说天父已经应许我们说从那位三一的上帝里面有恩惠平安归给我们
This verse has already promised the grace and peace from God to us
很多的时候我们心里面没有这样的平安是因为我们不愿意来到上帝面前
Many times we do not have this peace because we do not want to come before God
是因为我们不愿意来让上帝来做我们的主是因为我们还自己要做主
Because we refuse to let God be Lord but we want to be the Lord of our lives
是因为我们拒绝把所有的事情交托给上帝
And we refuse to commit all our things before
Him 我们想把所有的事情掌控在我们自己的手里面
We want to control all the things in our lives
所以结果我们的生活就有很多的苦楚
And there is a lot of bitterness in our lives. A lot of sufferings.
但是在上帝那里，上帝已经从三一的上帝那里已经赐给我们平安了。
But in God, He has already given us the peace.
所以在希伯来书里面四章告诉我们说，我们可以坦然无惧地来到那位施恩宝座面前。所以当我们有需要的时候，唯一你的，当我们有需要的时候，我们可以坦然无惧地来到那施恩宝座面前。我们向上帝求恩惠，我们求神的怜悯。
In Hebrews 4, he already told us that we can come before in times of need, in times of help, we can come before God with boldness and with confidence.
因着耶稣基督所做成的工作，因着耶稣基督在十字架上的在十字架上的流血，因着我们已经被拣选成为神的儿女，所以我们可以坦然无惧地来到这个圣宝座面前，我们求恩惠。
And because of what Jesus Christ has accomplished, because of him dying on the cross for us, and because we're adopted as children, we can come with boldness and confidence for mercy.
但是很多的时候我们不愿意来到神的面前来求恩惠。
But many times we do not want to come before God to ask him for help.
因为我们自己要做主。
Because we want to be Lord.
在腓立比书的四章也说，应当一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告祈求感谢，把所要的告诉神。
And in Philippians 4, it says that you are not to have any anxiety, but to cast all our fears and worries before our Lord.
所以神就在耶稣基督里面赐你出人意料的平安。
And God in Jesus Christ will give you the peace that transcends all understanding.
也保守你的心怀意念。
And to protect your heart.
所以在这里告诉我们说，你们要一无挂虑，你们要一无挂虑，要把所有的事情借着祷告、祈求、感谢交托给神。所以你就可以从神那里得到那出人意外的平安。
And it teaches us do not be worried, but then we have to cast our anxiety through praise, through prayer and thanksgiving to God.
但是由于我们的罪性，我们常常自己要做主，我们常常不愿意交托，所以我们没有那个平安。
But because of our sinful nature, we do not want to cast these things upon God, we do not have the peace.
你们也知道我们最近我们那个我们拿到了 R1, 就我 R1 的签证。
You know that recently we've gotten the visa, the R1 visa.
所以在四月份的时候，我们被告知我们要去申请那个真的豁免的时候，我当时的时候，我们就是做了各种各样的事情，我们也去向中国大使馆，也去中国大使馆，也是美国国务院，还包括美国的移民局，我们都写信，然后写各种各样的申请。
So in April, when we realized that we need to do the waiver, we use all kinds of means, or whether or not is the Chinese embassy and all kinds of places to write letters.
但是我们的心里面也非常的焦虑，也有很多的 upset.
But our hearts is full of anxiety and we were worrisome.
但是后来我们就看到。但是我们后来就看到，好像神在这当中，就是说，是当我们去做的神，神是每一件事情都不顺利。
But at the time when we were applying all these things, God sort of blocked all the ways.
所以后来我们就知道，我们要把这个事情交托给神。
And then we realized that we have to commit all these things before God.
所以后来我们就，当我们走到这个绝路的时候，没有人没再没有自己再没有办法的时候，我们就交托给神。
So at the end of the road, when we do not have any more means, we commit them into the Lord's hand.
然后来到神的面前，我们向神祷告，我们说：“主啊，这是你的事情，你自己 take care.
And so we come before the Lord and we tell him, "This is your matter. You have to take care of it."
我不管。
I don't know.
然后就很奇怪的，然后就从神而来有那个出人意料的平安。
And miraculously, there is this peace that comes from God.
所以虽然当时在我们还不知道这个会不会批下来，但是那个平安已经在心里面。
But even though at the time we do not know whether the R1 will be approved, we have that peace in our hearts.
所以很多的时候我们没有那个平安，不是说神没有给我们，而是说我们不愿意来到神的面前来要这个平安。
So many times we do not have this peace. It's not because God didn't give us, because we don't want to.
我相信我们大家很多人都听过一个浴巾的故事，是吧
？And I believe all of you have heard this story before.
就是在一个从一个城镇到一个乡村的这个路上。
So on this road from a city to a village.
有一个人开了一个拖拉机，然后就开在这个路上，走在这个路上。
And so this person was driving a tractor on this road.
然后他就看到旁边有一个老农挑了一个担子，那挑得很吃力。
So he saw this villager have a very heavy load on him.
Yeah. 然后所以这个人就他就心里面动了怜悯，他就对这个老农说：“他说，你不如上到我的拖拉机上来，我来载你一程。”
And so he said to this old villager, "Why don't you come on my tractor? I'll give you a ride."
所以这个老农就上到这拖拉机的那个后面的那个车厢里面，然后就是说他们就开着继续往前走。
And so this old villager came onto the truck, and they continue on their journey.
然后但是当中这个人他停下拖拉机，当他下来去休息的时候，他发现这个老农， 他站在这个拖拉机上面，他的手扶着那个拖拉机那个扶杆，然后这个担子还背在他的肩上。
So when he came down for a break, he saw that this old villager was on the truck, but then he was holding on to his load.
所以这个人就很奇怪，他就问这个老农，他说你为什么还要把这个担子背在肩上？
And he asked the old villager, why are you still carrying your load while you're standing on the truck?
我们知道这是个寓境的故事，这个故事的真实性可能值得考察。
We know that this is just fiction, it's not a true story.
但是很多的时候，我们这些基督徒，我们就是那个老农。
But many times we Christians we are like this old villager.
我们就是那个老农。我们80%，我们90%的时候，我们就是那个老农一样。我们坐在拖拉机上面，我们还是把这个担子还背在这个肩上。
Most of the time we are like this old villager. We're even though we are on the truck, but we're still carrying the load ourselves.
因为我们不愿意把它交托在神的手里面。
Because we refuse to cast them into the
hands of God. 因为我们不愿意 lose 那个 control.
We don't want to lose the control.
我们还要自己做主。
And we want to be our Lord.
所以约翰在这里告诉那些所有的在逼迫当中的弟兄姐妹，当时的弟兄姐妹，我们知道当时的弟兄姐妹他们在一个什么一个环境当中，他们有很多的痛苦，他们有很多的疑问。那约翰在这里告诉他们说，约翰没有否定他们的痛苦，也没有否定他们的难处。
And John over here, he did not deny the difficulties and the persecution to the brothers and sisters at that time.
但是约翰告诉他们，你们有从三一上帝而来的祝福。
But John told them, you have the grace and peace from this.
有三一上帝而来的恩惠和平安。
There is grace and peace from this triune.
所以当你们在这个难处的时候，有从你们可以来到上帝的面前祈求那个恩惠，所以上你们就会有平安在你们里面。
And in your sufferings, you can come before God to ask for this peace, and you will have them in your heart.
所以今天你们无论在这世上，你们失去你的生命，还是失去你们的财产，还是失去你的亲戚朋友，但是约翰在这里告诉他们说，你们有从上帝而来的平安。
So whether or not you lost your property, your friends, or even your life, John is telling them you have peace from God.
所以这样的平安是没有人能够夺去的。
And this peace cannot be robbed.
因为这样的平安是在基督里面的应许，就是将来在那个天上有极重无比的产业为我们存留。
Because this peace is the promise in Jesus Christ that is the inheritance that is kept for us.
将来在天上有那个极重无比的荣耀是为我们存留。
And this unimaginable glory that has been reserved for us.
这样的一个恩惠平安是从那位超越的上帝而来的。
This grace and peace is from the transcendent.
是从那位昔在、今在、以后永在的上帝。
From the one who is, who was, and who is to come.
那这位上帝是历史的主，也是世界的主。
And this God is the Lord of history and the world.
所以，所有发生在你们身上的事情，都是在神的旨意当中。
All the things that's happening to you is in the will of God.
因为这位上帝是历史的主，是世界的主。
He is the Lord of history and the Lord of the universe.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord God, we give thanks and praise to you.
主，我们感谢你。我们在这世上，我们有很多的难处；我们在生活当中也有很多的困难。
Lord, we give thanks to you that we have sufferings and trials even in our lives.
但是在经上告诉我们说，你已经应许我们在基督里面有平安。
But in the scripture, you have promised us that we will have peace from Jesus Christ.
主啊，如果在约翰时代，那些被逼迫的弟兄姐妹、被逼迫的基督徒。主啊，他们都可以享受这样的平安。主啊，我们今天，我们没有任何的理由，我们没有办法享受这样的平安。
Oh Lord, even if those brothers and sisters at John's time who were being persecuted, they can experience such grace, we have no reason not to experience it today.
天父上帝，帮助我们来到你的面前，帮助我们来信靠你。
Oh Lord,
帮助我们来交托。
Help us to come before you. Help us to trust you. Help us to commit them into your hands.
主啊，帮助我们能够有平安喜乐在我们的里面。
Help us to have grace and peace and joy in us.
主啊，无论这个世界怎么样，主啊，无论环境怎么样，无论是怎样的大风大浪，主啊，我们知道在基督里面有平安。
No matter how the circumstances deteriorate, we know that we are in Jesus Christ.
因为这样的平安是从那三一上帝，从那个超越的三一上帝而来的。
Because this peace is from the God who transcends all.
没有人可以夺取。
Nobody can rob it from us.
主，我们感谢赞美你，这样的祷告听奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Oh Lord, we give thanks and praise to you. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.